Yud Tes Kislev, Tuesday the 17th of December, Rabbi Gershon Dunner, Hilchos Brachos Part 4, Latkes and Applesauce. Seasonal fare.
His Christmas pie. It's better than anything I've ever.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Rabbi Dunner.
Okay, so this shiur is titled Latkes and Applesauce. It's really a shiur on Ikra and Toffel. So the question is, why did I call it Latkes and Applesauce? There are a few reasons. Reason number one is because you want people to want to come to the shiur. And if you call it Latkes and Applesauce, it piques the interest more than Ikra and Toffel. Reason number two is, we can learn a chiddush from this before we start the shiur. As we're talking about latkes and applesauce, we should discuss what's the bracha of applesauce, what's the bracha of latkes. On that, applesauce, even though it comes from a ha'etz, if there's no pieces anymore, it's all zoomed up, it becomes a sha'akal. And latkes is the same halacha as potato kegel, which means that if there is still, if it's stringy and there's pieces of potato recognizable, it'll be ha'adama. And if the potato has been completely obliterated, as it has been in Pringles, then the bracha will be sha'akal. Depends on the type of latke and type of tzedek. Another thing, because apparently people in England don't know about the shidduch of latkes and applesauce. In America, it's a very common for them to eat latkes with applesauce, and I thought it would be perhaps kedai just to tell the Olam that there is another way to eat latkes with applesauce. Why? What's the chat on this? So I was in Brisk, and I heard a chumash from Rabbi Rami Shua Soloveitchik Mar Shiva, and he said over for one of the Ger Rebbes, I don't remember which one, he said that in the midbar, how could you really give tzedakah? Problem was, in the midbar, everyone had the same amount of food. Everyone, so how could a person give tzedakah to a poor person? There were no poor people. Everyone was in the same boat. And one guy wanted to say that the poor person, what was his culinary experience he had in the past? He knew about a bit of herring, a bit of hard bread. The rich person, he'd already eaten steak. He knew about caviar, all the delicacies. And therefore, the rich person could just tell the poor person what to have in mind when he ate his mum. And by that, to be Mekayim Tzedakah, that he's giving him a new idea, something he couldn't do. Similarly here, I want to Mekayim Tzedakah of the Ger Rebbe, and latkes and applesauce is a good way to go. Okay. So we discussed in the shiur, there's three types of Ikra and Toffel, and have various halachic ramifications, differences between the three types. Type number one is when you have a dish which comprises of many different foods. We'll discuss what broch to make on that dish, what's the Ikra, what's the Toffel. Type number two, when you have two foods, and one is there to enhance the other one. Examples of that would be latkes and applesauce, would be cereal and milk, would be chips and ketchup. They have two separate foods, and you eat them together, where one food enhances the other one. And type number three, which is more rare nowadays, we'll see why, is if you have, let's say, a very salty food, and after you eat the salty food, you eat something else just to take away the charif, just to take away the sharp taste in your mouth. The Mishnah talks about salty herring and bread, that you, after you have the salty herring, you have to eat some bread, just take away the taste in your mouth. That will also have dine ikiv a toffel, and maybe the bread would not require a brocha bicha. We're going to go through each one and go through all of its dine. Now before we start, there's a very lomdish shaila in ikiv and toffel, which the Achronim discussed. Rebbe Leib Malin, Rebbe Moshe Feinstein, the Chazanish, they're all busy with the shaila. What is the lomdisha understanding of Ikra and Toffel? Why is it that you make a bracha on the Ikra and you do not make a bracha on the Toffel? And they have two tzadim, they have two ways of learning, of understanding this thing. Tzad number one is that a Toffel, something that's the less important part of the dish, is not mechuyev in a bracha bichla. So you only mechuyev in a bracha on the Ikra. But the toffel, there's no chilek bracha. You're allowed to eat a toffel without a bracha, and therefore you make a bracha on the ikka, on the latkes, and you don't make a bracha on the toffel, on the applesauce. That's sub number one. Sub number two is that no, it's not that the toffel doesn't need a bracha. Everything needs a bracha. You can't eat anything after the hanos when you're there below bracha. Na'avas, the halacha is that the bracha of the ikka putters up the toffel, i.e., the toffel needs a bracha. But its bracha will be a changed bracha. Normally it would be shahakal in our latkes and applesauce. Here the bracha of the applesauce will be hardon. These are two tzadim, and I will explain nafka minas between them. Rav Moshe Feinstein died, the Losh on the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings down the ikkan tafel It says, Zeh haklal, amem dal dam aleph in brachas, Zeh haklal, kol shehu ikka, v'imoy tefela, every time you have an ikka and with it a tofel, mevarich al ha'ikka, upoita es ha'tefela. You make a bracha on the ikka, and that bracha patters up the tofel. Sounds like the tofel is mechuyev in a bracha, but it's patted up by the bracha on the ikka. That's what Moshe Feinstein did, the ninth week. Now, Kefshutei only arrived from the Ramah. The Ramah on the end of Ratio Base, who discusses what happens if you want to eat the tofel before the ikka. I.e., you've got your latkes and applesauce, and you want to, it's ready, all ready to go, and before you bite into the whole mixture, you want to first taste the applesauce. Yeah, not to taste it, because then it's a shy finger bracha. You want to eat a marshal of the applesauce. Says the Ramah, Aval im oichel ha tofel techila. Einem mevarich alav rak shahakol. You have to make a bracha, and this bracha always is shahakol. We'll discuss why it's always shahakol in a second. But Ramah says you always have to make a bracha on a tofel eaten before the ikka, i.e., chips and ketchup. You would normally just make a hardoma on the chips and ketchup together. However, were you to want to eat a bit of ketchup from the chip first, without eating the chip, you would first make shahakol on the ketchup and then make hardoma on the chip.
Is it preferable to do it that way?
No, not at all, not at all. No need to. Okay, they cut it off. You're allowed to make one bracha. The machreinim amadayik from the Ramah seems to be clear that the tofel is machoyev in a bracha. Because if the tofel was not machoyev in a bracha bechlal, I could eat the tofel first, not make a bracha, because this is, I found a food that doesn't need a bracha, and make no bracha at all, I only make a bracha on ikka. Vaitloi, from the Ramah, from the fact that you make a bracha on the tofel if you eat it before the ikka, that normally a tofel requires a bracha. Naras, the bracha of the tofel is the bracha of the ikka, and here I found a case when I'm eating the tofel, the ketchup, before I made a bracha on the ikka, and therefore it needs its own bracha. That's a raya that I'm going to bring to one set. Oh, good question. The question is, why is it always shahakol? So, first we're going to say how this raya could be argued with, and then with that we'll explain why the Ramah seems to say it's only shahakol always. So, the way to mark this raya is that there is a din that said, Alamol, Osa lehonnois me'olam hazeh beli bracha. And therefore, it could be, be'etzem, a tofel doesn't need a bracha. When you eat a tofel with the ikka, there's no chiyuv to make a bracha bechlal. However, if you're tasting a bit of ketchup, you'll be having hanah from olam hazeh. And since it's also lehonnois from olam hazeh beli bracha, maybe because of that, you have to make a bracha. And with that, we can perhaps understand why the Ramah says, you always make a shahakal. The machlokes Ramah Magen Avraham, doesn't mean every single tofel you eat requires only a shahakal first, or does it depend if the tofel is a shahakal or not? The Ramah learns, every tofel you make a shahakal, even though it's be'etzem a hardoma. Why would that be? On that, everyone knows that shahakal is a b'di'evet dika bracha on every single food in the world. Yeah? If you made the shahakal on anything b'di'evet, you're good to go. A Mishnah. Question is, why is that? So I'm going to explain that there's two aspects in every bracha. Every bracha you're making, firstly, you're getting rid of the problem. There is a din, osel lehonnois me'olam bracha. So if you make a bracha, you go rid of that. Also, chazal v'masakan, a bracha on every food, aperis ha'doma ha'doma, aperis ha'ilon ha'it. So if you make a shahakal on a mezoinus, let's say, you're not mekayim the takana of chazal of making a mezoinus on mezoinus, because you made the wrong bracha. However, you weren't neheneh, you didn't have benefit from this world without blessing Hashem, because you made a shahakal. Therefore, shahakal always is a bracha that just gets rid of the osa lehonis. If you made a shahakal with the eved, you're not eating stolen food. You made a bracha on the food. It was put in the wrong bracha, and therefore it's no good. Now, comes ik and tofel. But at them, we could say that the bracha of every tofel is the bracha of the ikka. And therefore, the bracha on this applesauce is going to be hardoma, like the latke. However, if you eat applesauce first, you're having hanav from this world without making a bracha. That's illegal. You can't do that. A meila, make a shahakal just to get rid of the osa lehonos. Aye, what's the right bracha? The right bracha, I'll say in 1 minute. When I eat the hardoma, I'll be part of it. Okay. Now, what are the minutes you need to study? Tzad number one, that the tofel doesn't need a bracha. Tzad number two, that it needs a bracha, but the bracha of the tofel is that of the ikka. Now, if it would be, Alma, when you have a dinner of ikka and tofel, you have to have in mind of the tofel. You can't, let's say, if you're eating chips, and you have no ketchup in the whole house, and suddenly you got knocked on the door, and you got a Hanukkah present, you got a bottle of ketchup. You cannot continue eating chips with the ketchup without making a new bracha ketchup, because you didn't have in mind the ketchup in your bracha. Now, that is only if you learn that the tofel needs a bracha. If a tofel doesn't need a bracha bichlal, then I'm good to go. I can eat my ketchup, no problem, because it doesn't need a bracha. It's a tofel. So the din of having to have in mind is toil on the shayla. Now, I once saw on Sukkot, I don't remember who it was from, I think it was Moshe Sternbuch, but I couldn't find it subsequently. He was saying, "Lachkin will be, if you have ikon and tofel, let's say salty fish, and you need to eat with the salty fish some bread, because otherwise your throat's going to be on fire. Could you partake in such a dish out of the sukkah?" As a, if you learn that the tofel always needs a bracha, the tofel is here. It's a piece of bread. Not of us, it's a funny piece of bread. It's a piece of bread which bracha is shahakal. If that would be the case, you could not eat the bread out of the sukkah. Because your ma'aser, you're eating bread. And you can't eat bread out of sukkah. Obviously, anything more than a beitza of mazonos or bread out of sukkah. Masha enkein, if you learn that the tofel is trapped, it's bottled. It's not even here. It doesn't need a bracha bichlal. Perhaps one could argue that you'll be allowed to eat the salty fish and the bread out of the sukkah because the bread is in lomdas, not here, and therefore be in the sukkah. Okay. Now let's go. That's really the background, the mechanics of what's going on. Now let's get down to the nitty gritty, to the different types of food, to the schnitzel, to the cholent, to the gefilte fish, the chadok. So the Mishnah brings down the case of the salty fish. Have you the from Moliach? They brought before him salty fish tchila or pas imoy, and he had pas to help get it down. Mavarich al hamoliach or poita es hapas. You make a bracha shahakal, and you don't make a bracha on the bread. Why? Shahapas tefela loy. The pas is tough. We'll get in a second. It's not as simple. It's not as simple. We'll get very good. We'll get the hayach is a long shmooze. We'll get in a second. I'm going to come out with kipshuta. You should be making two brachas. Unless your mamish only want the fish and it's like just to get it down. We'll get in a second. Very good. Now, this is a double chiddush. Chiddush number one, this type of ikon tofel is unique that you're not eating them at the same time. Herring, agikla, lakas and applesauce, fish, chips and ketchup, it's one achila and you make one bracha even though there's two foods. Here, you're eating food A and then you eat afterwards food B to mitigate the taste of food A, and that's still got the ikur tofel. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is, we will see, normally a mazonus is never called a tofel. Mazonus is so important, it sustains you, it's always called the ikur of a dish. And therefore, even if it's the meat of a dish, let's say by cholent, we'll see soon, even though there's only a meat of mazonus in cholent, the barley, you will still make a mazonus on the whole dish. At least if you Mishnah Berurah, we'll see soon. Because mazonos always is the main thing, it can never be a tofel. However, in this unique type of ikon tofel, the mazonos can be the unimportant part, and you can have a situation where you're eating a mazonos without making a bracha on the mazonos. Only in this type of ikon have that, not in the type of a dish, and not in the type of two foods that are enhancing each other. Okay.
Excuse me, are you allowed to choose? I mean, are you allowed to say, I really want to make a bracha on this mazonos?
In this case, you have to eat it first. If you eat it first, then...
If you're uncomfortable with eating it,
you couldn't eat it in the case of ikon tofel, make a bracha, that bracha itself. But if you go and eat it first, before your salty thing, and then you're eating it just I'll be to eat it, then you're allowed to, then you have to make a bracha.
How can I make ketchup before you eat the chips?
You could do so, yes. Yeah. Okay. Who are doing cake and whiskey brought down? If you have you dip your cake in the whiskey. Some they're doing it to take away the whiskey is too strong, and they only try to take away the sharpness of the whiskey. And if they put cake in it, kubshutoy, that would be a shahakal, even though you have mazonos there. However, if you deep down really want the taste of both, and therefore you want the cake, you sit there for 4 days choosing which cake to have with the whiskey, then obviously you would argue that both of them are important, and therefore you would need to have two brachas. And therefore, it's the only case that we're really only doing it for one of them. Now, the other thing is, we're moving down from the Shlach Kodesh, that you have to say that you're 100% sure you're not interested in the taste of the bread or the cake, and you're only eating it to get away from the sharp fish or the sharp whiskey. If you have some hana, some interest, some reason for eating this cake as well, apart from the fact to take away the taste, you'd have to make two brachas, one on the fish and one on the... Therefore, nowadays it's very rare, says Brewer, to only make one bracha on such a case, because normally you want the taste of both. I always say in shul, the people who get broigers every week, that they got the akichla from the wrong shop, they obviously have to make mazonos, because it's not pshat, they're only eating akichla to get down the fish, they're jolly well broigers about which akichla you got. You'd have to make two brachas, kipshut. Okay, so that's ikvot of number one. Ikvot of number two.
When you eat it together, you say it's
shit. No, take one, eat the mashu thing. The number two is enhances. We have one food that enhances the other one. That we said, gefilte fish and chrein. Okay, when you eat the chrein is only there to enhance the gefilte fish, normally. Or you have, let's say, an ice cream with a bit of fruit on top of the ice cream. Yeah, to decorate the ice cream, you have the pomegranate seed sprinkled across. There, the ikka achila is the ice cream, and the pomegranate seeds are there to enhance the ice cream, but not that the ice cream is there to enhance the pomegranate seeds, or the fish is there to enhance the chrein. So Maharavam brings down Kusam Chesiv Lamed that in this type of food, it's toiler on the kavana of the person. You could have two people eating the same food, and one person will make bracha A, and one person will make bracha B, because for him, that's the ikka, and for him, that's the ikka. Okay. Again, by lakas and applesauce, if you like the lakas more and the applesauce gives it a flavour, you'd make a hardama. And if you like the applesauce more, but you want to have a bit of a crunch in your applesauce, you'd be making a shakl.
Somebody had apple plants as kompot after the meal on Friday night. They decorated it with a raisin on top. The tachas for the raisin was to be used for sufik to make it boil up your ice on the...
Yeah, I never fully understand. I don't fully understand people do that. I can't comment because I don't know why when they subsequently are eating the apple without the raisin, why that there'd be no need for a shakal there. I'm not fully... A compote which is zoomed up completely, there's no... It loses its bracha b'hoitz. I don't fully understand that. What?
That's what
I
mean.
Yeah. Okay. Now again, this then only if you eat it together. If you eat the two foods separately here, then it's not called enhancing, so you need to make two brachas. On this din, all mezoinus would never be bottled. You can never have a case of mezoinus apart from rice. Yeah, when we talk about mezoinus, we don't discuss rice. Rice is not a regular mezoinus. The Bob Rebbe was here last week, and I served him supper, and I gave him rice, and he called me back. He said he needs a biscuit, because in Bob of the Makkah, don't make mezoinus on rice, because we brought being down Yesh Machmirin, that should only eat the chesuda or make a shahakal, and therefore I gave him a biscuit, and he had a drink, and then he ate his rice. So rice is not a regular mezoinus, but to a regular mezoinus never would become bottle in this. Now, agav, we say regular mezoinus the bottle, it's only when it's there as a food. There is mezoinus that's there for the texture, and that would be bottled. In filter fish, people put matzah crumbs in, which could be mezoinus. In licorice, people put their flour in licorice, and we still do not make mezoinus on flour, on licorice, because there it's just for the texture. But if it's there for as a food enhancement, it's never going to be bottled. We're going to get to schnitzel in a minute. Schnitzel is not a simple din. Okay. Therefore, herring and crackers. I would think, Kapshuta, you need to make two brachas. Unless you say that the only reason you're having the herring is to enhance the taste of the cracker. If that would be true, then it would be a mezoinus. Because the ikka is the cracker, and now you like the cracker with a topping of herring, and therefore, but Kapshuta, tuna crackers, herring crackers, I would assume you should make two brachas, take one separately, first make mezoinus, then shakal, then I would say you should. I would assume the halacha is. Again, if you're only eating the cracker because it's too salty to eat herring from the bucket, then I must give will be one bracha. That's a very rare thing, and deep down, if you're enjoying the cracker, you have to make a bracha as well. If you're eating the herring just to help you eat the cracker and just enhance the cracker, it would be a bracha just on the mezoinus. On the kapshutai, it would need two brachas, one on the herring, one on the cracker. Bachroina, if you ate a shear, if the other thing is starved to shear, is a good shayla. So you need to have a kazayis to the plus to make a. Yeah, so if that's the start for Sheber, Alamichel is a good shayla. That's a good shayla. It involves sugging challah. That's a shayla beyond the scope of this one.
So if you're holding the herring with the cracker, then you make two brachas before you eat. One bezer chazer.
No. Make mezoinus, take a bite of mezoinus, then take a herring and take a bite of.
And then you're treating them separately then.
They're both important. Every time you're supposed to make two brachas, two foods that yeah. both are equally important.
Yeah.
And there's no roif, and you're making two brachas. Yeah. You can't. You have to. You can't make two brachas on off the bat. No. You have to make a brocha, eat, and the other one eats. Yeah. Why isn't the cracker part of the herring?
Pata, why isn't the pata the herring, yes?
Again, because if you're eating two foods and you want to eat two foods, one can't pata the other. If one's subservient to the other, it can. But normal people, when they're eating herring and cracker, I would assume that they want both foods, and therefore I would assume you make two brachas. Okay. Now, next time, cholent. We have a mixture of food. Egg fried rice. You're taking a food that when you eat with one spoon, a few types of brachas come up on the spoon. What bracha do you make? Scrambled eggs with vegetables cooked into them. Do you make shakal? Do you make a hadon? Italy. Mishabura brought been down beginning of ratio base that if there's a taruvus, if you have a cholent, and both of them are nikka, both are recognizable. Yeah, that means you can see the potatoes and you can see the meat. And see the barley, it's all, because you can discern what's what. It's not a cholent smoothie. It's a piece of cholent, and you can see what's going on. If one is the ikka, if there's one thing there is most important, that would be the bracha. Arguably, if you have, let's say, a goulash, just have meat and potatoes, and the ikka is the meat, and there's a bit of potatoes along the way, you could, that would be kipshutai, kim shabura, hey, shahak. However, if none of them are more important than the other one, they're all equally important in your eyes, then, let's say, you have egg-fried rice, and you like the egg, you like the rice, they're both, they're all very good, then you go basar roiv, which means whatever there's more of in the dish, that is the bracha that you make. However, if there is a mezoinus, and again, not a rice mezoinus, a real mezoinus, then the din kol shegeish poim mishmishaminim, you make a mezoinus, and therefore, even though it's a miat, you'll make a mezoinus. Therefore, lefi, the Mishnah Brura, if you would have a cholent, you'd make a mezoinus on the whole cholent.
And on a micha after the cholent?
Yeah, so that's a good shayla. That depends. That's a good shayla. That's
even
a good shayla.
Yeah,
that's a good shayla. That's a good shayla, which is, I need to, it's Torah Rishonim in Chala, I didn't get too involved in. But I'll get back to you. It's a good question.
You know,
it's yeah, correct, yeah, it's a good shayla. Just you have the chirifas of mezoinus, or do you need of all? It's a good shayla. I have to look up to it properly. I didn't look into it properly.
It depends on the amount of barley in the chulat, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I think that it's sad that the other foods must starve to it. It's negated by some old brands. Some Kellogg cereals have like 42% wheat flour, 58%, I hope that's 100, yeah, of a flour that's not mezoinus, then it's shiloh, how much you have to eat to make a bracha
roiv. Can you like rice? Rice is the same as mezoinus and then
bone and fosh. Rice is a unique thing. Rice is a unique thing. We're not getting involved in rice. Now, on that, Rialocha brings down from the Chaya Odom that he disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. He holds, if you have a food where different types of food are recognizable in the mixture, like cholent, you should make a bracha on each food in the mixture. You don't go bossa roiv, you don't go bossa the ikka, you don't go bossa the mezoinus, it's a few brachas. When Azoi Paskin, the kids Shulchan Aruch also, and therefore there are people therefore who eat cholent who would make a few brachas, one on each food, so they're going, not the Mishnah Berurah, they're going with the Chaya Odom and the kids Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Agav, again, this whole din is when on every spoon you have a bit of each. If you have a supper of meat and potatoes on the table, or chicken and potatoes, you have a big piece of chicken and big potatoes, you wouldn't make one bracha pas alone. Because they're two foods, not sure you eat both. They're two different foods, and therefore that would need two different brachas. Okay. But therefore, if you have, let's say, a bereka or a blintzer or a cherry pie, all these foods, the fee. Most poskim, even the chayadon, on those foods you just make a mezoinus, and that will be it. Because you have in it mezoinus, and any food which is a mixture, and when you eat together, you eat all of it, it will be mezoinus. Schnitzel. A quick potato kegel is kshutah adoma. There's only one food. Yeah. Schnitzel. Can I do a brief survey here? What bracha the oiler make of schnitzel? And before you get scared of shouting out, most options are okay, and therefore no one will get in trouble with the headmaster afterwards. No, not hoyt. She's great. Not hoyt. So the common hayra mukubelis is to make a shahaka. The question is why? We just learned that whenever there's any mezoinus mixed in, even a mash, even a cholent, where there's a small amount of barley and loads of meat, potatoes, beans, we make a mezoinus. Kol sheyesh b'michmish minim is b'chasoy b'orin mezoinus. Why should schnitzel be any different? It'll be something else. It'll be a chicken.
Because the mezoinus is the toffel.
But we say mezoinus never is the toffel. Whenever mezoinus is there, l'tam, it's not called toffel. It's called, if it's there for the texture, by licorice, by gefilte fish, by some cheesecakes have flour in the just to give it consistency.
Where have you seen mezoinus in the schnitzel?
The whole coating. The whole coating, yeah.
Like a philosopher,
yeah. It's a rapi. It's not
no. Dark night, it's there. It's what you see. You don't see the shahakal.
No, but you don't see mezonos when you eat a schnitzel. You do not see
I think flour mezonos.
Is it mezonos?
Right.
No, it is. It's fried breadcrumbs.
Why are you not wrong?
Why are
you not wrong?
But again, we said by mezoinus, even if they're to enhance, you've got to make a mezoinus. Correct. That's why by cholent, the meat is barley, you make a mezoinus.
It's breadcrumbs, no?
Yeah, but if you had, let's not, because even if it came from real bread, if you fried, less exotic breadcrumbs will become mezoinus as well. Iron kusam ches, if you will. So, there are poets who say that the reason is because the breadcrumbs are only there that the chicken should not stick to the pan. And therefore, it's there, in a way, it's for texture, not for taste. Now, as a chiddush mitzvah, I know if I would find a non-stick pan, I would still ask my wife to make the breadcrumbs, So I like much more schnitzel than I like grilled chicken. You go to Shiva's meal on schnitzel day, it's Mesiris Nefesh Mamish to get the schnitzel, because the schnitzel is a very popular dish, much in case the grilled chicken is not. So that's a bit of a territory you have to know about. So that I saw him say Vzoyis HaBracha, he brings down that taka, if the coating is thin, you could argue if it's a thin coating, then all the coating is just like a spice to the chicken. And then if mamish, it's not called there even the tama, it will be bottle and therefore we make shakal. However, he wants to say taka, if it will be thick and it will be like an important, I know the chicken that we make at home and my mother makes is so thick that sometimes the coating comes off and you have separate coating and chicken. For that, in my mind, it is not so simple to not make a mezoinus. However, the zikha is the minig to make shakal. Therefore, if you make a shakal, you've got to rely on most people that make shakal. If you want to be machmir and make mezoinus first, or you take a soda, you're entitled to it, and that will give it a very shakal.
And then,
but
if you make
the
part of the
chicken. No,
two brachas.
What? Yeah, make a bit. You know, when the Bobby Rebbe asked me for mezoinus for his rice, he had schnitzel on the table. And that wasn't a good enough mezoinus for him to make a mezoinus. So the part of zikha shakal on a schnitzel, I just bring out the poskim mutcher to know why that is. However, my children, the gates are off in my house, and my children just ordered onion rings for supper, and they asked the gates are off, what bracha do you make on onion rings? Onion rings is an onion which is fried in the batter, and therefore, and he said, even the shittas, that schnitzel, will be shahakal by an onion ring because the onion is much less important, and the crunch around it is a very integral part. He will pass them just to make a mezoinus, and I saw that's how most poskim come out. Okay. Okay. Now, even though he said.
That's why he doesn't.
We said, but you have a tarubus. We have a tarubus. You make a mezoinus if you have in every spoon. You have a tarubus making a mezoinus. That's only said when they're cooked together. When they're not cooked together, when you're added in afterwards. The Magen Avraham Kusam Ches is busy. What happens if you have, let's say, chicken soup with croutons inside? Could you just make a mezoinus on the croutons? On that, we do not do so because it wasn't cooked together. Therefore, it's not muchach. You looked at it as one dish, and therefore, you should really make a bracha on the soup and a bracha on the croutons and a bracha on the soup. Now, agav, what bracha on the croutons and mezoinus? What bracha on the soup? The soup is meishlokas, really. It's cooked with vegetables. However, if there's also chicken, which most chicken soups are supposed to have some sort of hisyachsos to chicken somewhere in their history, then it would be a shahakal. So the Mechaber says any soup which has a mixture of meat, chicken, or vegetables, the ikka is always that, and you would make a shahakal. If you have a carrot in the soup, then the Mishnah Berurah does say words along to the effect of that if you're eating the carrot, then the whole soup is toffel to the carrot, and you make a hadoma on the whole soup. On that, the poskim say it doesn't mean that. He's talking about when you have, you know, loads and loads of carrots in the soup, loads of vegetables, and then the whole, it's a real vegetable dish. But again, a regular person, a chicken soup with a carrot inside and croutons inside, should be making three brachas. A bracha on the carrot, a bracha on the croutons, and a bracha on the soup.
But you know, it's a flesh.
Say again?
If chicken is also there,
again, it wouldn't change it. It would be even more of a shakal of the soup. An ice cream cone, very quickly. If you get the cheap ice cream cones that are really horrid to taste, and you're only holding the cone that your hand shouldn't get full of ice cream, then that's not called an enhancer. You would not make a bracha on the cone to toffle to the ice cream, and you would make a shahakal. However, if you get from Uncle Duvi, and I apologize, we didn't have live examples here, and his ice cream cone is something to write home about, then you would have to make two brachas, one on the ice cream and one on the cone, because both are integral parts, and therefore they're both. Again, I know I'm eating the ice cream to enhance the cone. That's the way
you
do it.
The problem is, you have to eat the ice cream beforehand.
Again, only if you're eating both now. It's not pshat. If you want to eat shahakal now and mezoinus in 5 minutes, there's no chiyuv to eat mezoinus now and shahakal in 5 minutes. So it's actually, I want to eat the ice cream further. It's going later. I propose you wouldn't have to do that. Who are then a Danish with a fruit on the top? If they're baked together, you'd make a mezoinus. If you added the fruit on top after you baked them, you'd have to make two brachas because you won't have the din of kol sheyesh boy when it's not cooked together. Chocolate covered raisins is a problem, and everyone should ask the local Orthodox rabbi what to do. It's a big problem. Everyone for listening. Have a good day. Huh?